Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the second episode of 5 of the Black Friday specials. Now, I've got something really, really exciting to share with you in this episode, so make sure to stay tuned. If you've listened to the first episode, if you haven't, go back and check it out at the end of this one. But if you've listened to the first one, I said something like, I'm going to make these episodes short and punchy and so that you can just dive in and dip into them. And then after I'd recorded it, I went back and checked the length of the episode and it was 35 minutes. So it seems that I'm not very good at making short episodes. I will do my best in this episode to make it really short and punchy. But if it ends up being 35 minutes, well, that's more podcast for you to listen to then, isn't it? I hope you're having a great week. If you are listening to this live, so this will probably go out on the Wednesday of Black Friday week. If you have a business, I hope things are going really, really well. If you don't have a business, I hope that you are enjoying your week regardless. Now, I wanted to share something really special with you. This is something that I have been thinking about for some time, and I've decided that now is the time to launch it. So this is just going to be available for Black Friday. Now, if you've got a burning question that you want my coaching on, maybe there is something going on in your life right now, and you would just love my personal insight into it, my knowledge, my manifestation techniques, my mindset tools, my coaching advice. Or maybe you feel that you've listened to the episodes, you want to take it to the next step, but maybe you're not quite sure if you're ready for the one-to-one coaching, then this is perfect for you. I would like to introduce Ask Victoria. Now, what is Ask Victoria? Ask Victoria is where you get my personal, bespoke insight, advice, coaching, and action steps into whatever it is that is going on for you right now. So maybe you're in a position where this is around money. Maybe this is you're trying to make a decision. Maybe you've been working on manifesting things and it's not quite showing up and you don't really know why and you're just feeling really stuck. I'm here to help. So if any of those apply to you, or you're just curious, then I still think Ask Victoria would be perfect for you. So this is going to be only available over the Black Friday period. Basically, what you can do is you can submit your question to me. There is a specific detailed form, and you will get a personalized audio response with clear action steps from me. So in Ask Victoria, the audio responses will be between 5 and 10 minutes. And I say a time because I don't want you to think that what you're going to get is a one sentence reply. I mean, I've said I'll do a short podcast episode and it was 35 minutes. You're not going to get a short reply. You are going to get my insight, my knowledge, I don't like the word advice, because as a coach, you don't give advice. You give support, you give ideas, you ask really good questions to help people come to the answers themselves. So I don't really like that word advice, because my view is, you know, who am I to say what you should be doing? But as a coach, I've got all these skills, all of these mindset tools, and they can be yours. So in Ask Victoria for just £15, you get all of this delivered straight to your email. So if you've got a question, maybe you have been reading mindset books, listening to this podcast, and it's gone a certain way, but you just want that extra little bit, this is perfect for you. So I'm going to make sure to leave the information in the show notes. Basically, what would happen is your specific bespoke audio coaching from me will be delivered to your email. Now, I'm saying within 7 days. It is going to be much, much, much faster than that. But because this is Black Friday and because I have to be sort of fair to everyone, I need to say within 7 days. But let's be honest, it's going to be faster than that. So you are going to get the coaching, the support, and specific action steps on your particular question. So this is absolutely the most inexpensive way to get coaching from me for a limited time only. So do not miss the opportunity to ask Victoria. I'll make sure to leave the show notes. I'll leave the information in the show notes all about Ask Victoria. So this could be about a relationship question, manifestation, your dream job. This could be about money mindset blocks, negative thinking, how to overcome those things, whatever you like. And you'll see on the form there is a space for your specific question so that I really know what you want me to answer. And then there's going to be a box for you to give me more detail. So you can tell me what's going on, what you've tried, how you're feeling, so that I can get a real insight into what is going on for you. Now, let's carry on with this episode. And again, you will have seen the title of the episode. Having money is not the solution to your problem. Let's dive into this. Now, the last week, because we're still only on Tuesday as I'm recording this, I have been doing, I would say, even more money mindset coaching than normal. So in my coaching, I support people in lots of different ways. Money mindset is one of the main things I coach on, but money itself isn't an isolated concept. Money is also linked to self-worth. It's linked to past experiences. It's linked to how your subconscious mind creates things like secondary gains. And if this is one of your first episodes and you're like, Victoria, what's a secondary gain? A secondary gain is where you stay stuck in a situation, you repeat a limiting pattern, or you hold on to a limiting belief, or you self-sabotage because your subconscious mind thinks it is keeping you safe in some way. It thinks it is protecting you from something. Now, remember that your subconscious mind is this absolute powerhouse. Your subconscious mind is running the show, and on a day-to-day basis, you don't even realize that. Your subconscious mind is regulating your temperature. It's producing the right levels of hormones. It's regulating your breathing. It's also completing all of these automatic tasks that you don't even notice, you just do them. So when you get up in the morning, you remember how to get out of bed. You remember who you are. You remember how to brush your teeth. You do all of these automatic actions without even thinking about it. And your subconscious mind holds all of this information, utilizes it, and allows you to respond really quickly to things. However, when your subconscious mind holds on to a limiting pattern or something that's old and outdated, or holds on to something that wasn't even really true at the time, but it presumed it was, that plays out in your reality. And often it plays out in your reality without you even being aware of it. So this can show up in an absolute myriad of different ways. An example could be the way you're attached to your primary caregiver, usually your mother, but not always, acts as a template. So there is a lot of research to suggest that we have different attachment types: secure, insecure avoidant, insecure resistant, ambivalent, and that acts as a template. Well, this is your subconscious mind. The way you responded to your caregiver and the way your caregiver responded to you in early life, so maybe up to the age of about 2, develops a pattern or creates a blueprint for how you expect people, generally romantic relationships, but also friendships, to respond to you. So whether you feel really secure, you feel like you have great friendships, great relationships, you're okay being on your own, but you enjoy spending time with someone, or whether you have insecure attachments where you're anxious or you're avoidant, meaning you are the kind of person who, and I'm being very stereotypical here, just to illustrate, You are the kind of person who's like, where are you going? What are you doing? Who are you with? Why haven't you texted me in 5 minutes? Or the kind of person that's like, meh, I'll text them back. Nah, they're okay. Oh, they're being a bit clingy. Yeah, I'm just going to go off and do my own thing. Oh, feel a bit scared. Yeah, definitely going to bury my head in the sand and not deal with this thing in this relationship. We'll just step back from it. These are things that are playing out in your subconscious mind. Now, do I believe these things can be changed? 100%. Whether this is money mindset, whether this is attachment style, whether this is self-confidence, self-worth, because we now know how the brain works in so much more detail, we know that we can rewire it. Sometimes that can be super quick with something like BWRT maybe. Sometimes it can take a little bit longer, but the process of change is possible. Now, the subconscious mind is always, I believe, trying to support us because it's trying to protect us. Its job is to kind of keep us safe. So with money, there are going to be limiting beliefs, limiting patterns. We're going to pick up stories. We're going to pick up experiences, some of which are going to be really positive and some of which are going to be limiting. They're going to be emotionally loaded. So when I say having money isn't the solution to the problem, it sounds like I'm talking absolute nonsense, because how many times have you thought, oh, if I just won the lottery, everything would be okay? Or maybe you've been having conversations recently with your partner, your friend, your colleagues, and you're just thinking, can you imagine what it'd be like if I just got that pay rise? It would just solve so many problems. Or maybe you are in a business where you're thinking, do you know what, if we could just hit 5k sales, 10k sales, 20k sales, 50k sales a month, a year, a whatever, a quarter, then I would finally feel, and then the emotions you might be saying are, I'd finally feel safe. I'd finally feel like I'd made it. I'd finally feel secure. I could relax. Now, I'm not saying that having more money isn't a good thing. If you haven't, go and check out my episode about, I'm just trying to think what the number was, about whether money makes you happy. Go and check, if you search through, can money make you happy? I did a whole episode on this and I dived into the pros, the cons, both sides of the argument. But can money make you happy? If I answered that question, I could say yes, possibly. But what we're talking about today is the fact that I see so many people hit their money goals. Maybe they get the pay rise. Maybe they make a certain amount of sales. Maybe they manifest a certain amount of money. And yet, they don't feel any better. I had a client last week say to me, having this money feels worse than being broke. And that person is not the first person to say something very similar. Often it's a case of, well, yeah, I've got this, but now I need double. I didn't realize that I needed more, or I still don't feel safe, or I still don't feel happy. And it is a prime example, because I do see this time and time again. It is a prime example of the things we want to manifest aren't actually the things that we want or need. Do I think there's anything wrong with wanting to manifest money? Heck no. Manifesting money is amazing. But it's not about the notes, the coins, the zeros in your bank account. What you are really chasing is a feeling, is a change in your emotional state. Whether that is to finally feel happy or finally feel safe or feel secure or feel successful or feel whatever emotion it is that you want to have around money. I often use the example of a handbag. Like, do I think it's okay? I mean, I don't have to give anyone permission. You can manifest whatever you want. But do I think it's okay to want to manifest a Gucci handbag or a Prada bag or a certain designer pair of shoes, Balenciaga trainers? Yes, absolutely. But do I think that what you actually want is the trainers, the bag, the shoes? No, because that's where I made mistakes in the past. What you actually want is the feeling of, oh my gosh, these are so premium. Oh my gosh, I'm so lucky to have these. Oh my gosh, I feel like an absolute diva in the best possible way in these. That is what you actually want, because when we are called to manifest something, it's often because we have a story or a program that is driving a thought to say we want that thing. So when I say it's not actually about the money, it's because we're chasing a thing when actually we think the thing will give us a feeling. And when the thing doesn't change the feeling, because they're two different things, oh, too many words in a sentence, too many things, then we feel stuck. And we go, right, well, I just need more pairs of shoes or more handbags, or I need more validation from my partner that I'm amazing, beautiful, confident. Maybe I just need them to say it five more times and then I'll feel beautiful. Now, what's happening here is we are not changing the root of the problem. We are not changing where the limit is actually coming from. We are working on the symptom, not the cause. So not having enough money is more of a symptom. Or not getting enough validation from our partner that we're beautiful, kind, caring, whatever, is the symptom. The cause is the limiting story in our subconscious that is playing out time and time again, because we've learned something faulty along the way. We've experienced something. We've matched two things together that weren't actually true. So it might be that when we were 7 years old, we were told, oh, you shouldn't spend your money on that, talking about our pocket money, because we bought too many sweets and made ourselves sick. Or maybe when we were growing up, one of our friends said to us, I don't want to be your best friend anymore because I don't like you. And we're using childhood experiences and we're applying them to adult life experiences. So it's not actually about the money, because if you don't up level and you don't align your subconscious stories and beliefs, then it won't matter how much money you make, or it won't matter what you manifest, because you still won't feel good, because it won't be changing the subconscious stories. And then actually, it might bring up more subconscious stories. Another thing I see is, I see people say, oh, Victoria, I don't know what's going on. I hit my money goal. I manifested that pay rise. I have got such and such sales in my business. But now, not only do I feel all those things I felt before, now I feel guilty. Now I feel like I don't deserve it. Now I'm worried that I'm going to lose it, or that my job are going to turn around and say, oh, we don't know why we put you in this role. You're not actually very good at it. So having the thing you want, manifesting the thing you want, can actually bring up more limits, fears, and doubts, because your subconscious is like, oh, holy moly, there's more now. We've got more money to deal with. So now we've got more fear, more doubt. So what needs to happen? What is the change that is going to stop you from self-sabotaging? Because that's another thing with money. We self-sabotage. We feel guilty having it, and then we try and get rid of it. So the full cycle could be, I desire money. I really want to make more money. I want to feel more safe. I want to feel more abundant. I want to know that my bills are paid every single month. I want to live that premium lifestyle, whatever that might look like. You then manifest the money, you get the job, you get the sales, you start your business, it shows up, and then you go, oh, I don't feel comfortable here. I don't feel like I deserve it. It was a fluke. I just got lucky. Someone's going to find out that I'm actually no good at my job. Someone else should have had the money. I don't deserve it. This feels really uncomfortable. Self-sabotage. And self-sabotage can come in so many different ways. It could be overspending. It could be, I was going to say frittering it. That's a phrase we use in our family. Like, oh, don't fritter it away. I don't know where that comes from, but that's something that sits in my subconscious mind. I've obviously heard my family say that. It could come from things in your business, making decisions that you wouldn't usually make that don't actually work out to be the best, but your subconscious is like, oh, thank God. Woo, we've got rid of that money. Now, this isn't a conscious thing. It's a subconscious thing, because once again, the limit is not in your conscious mind. It is in your subconscious. So you might notice again that you self-sabotage, that you feel uncomfortable with the money. Maybe it will shift into fear that you're an imposter, that you don't deserve it. Maybe it will be doubting that you could do it again, like almost like there's more pressure now because you've made a sale, you've made 10 sales, you've got that promotion, you've brought in a certain amount of money. It's almost like it was easier before because now you've got this lifestyle. What if you lose it? So What is the solution to all of this? Well, the solution is to focus on building a really strong money foundation. It's totally okay if you have got all and every limiting belief and fear and doubt that I've just talked about in this episode. It's absolutely okay. The shift that needs to happen is uncovering these, shifting them, changing them, rewiring them, and actually focusing on the feelings you want to manifest. Now, I know there's a paradox here because you will have heard me say, you've got to get super clear on your money goals. How much do you want? When do you want it? What does it look like? What form do you want it in? And now I'm saying, focus on the feelings of what you want to manifest. And you'll be like, wait, Victoria, I feel really confused. Let me make this really clear then. So when I say set a specific money goal, think about the specifics of what you want to manifest. It's so that you can formulate the idea in your mind. It's so that you can start creating visual images and, more importantly, really, the feelings of having that thing. And it's often really hard to understand the feeling you want without getting specific on what it is you want. The specifics aren't so that you focus on this is the only way it's going to show up, it has to come in this way. It's so that you can get clear, you can understand the feelings, and it can help guide your actions. Because when you're manifesting money, you do have to take actions. Whether that is sorting out your CV, having great conversations about your skills, maybe having a coaching session about what your skills actually are so that you feel confident. Maybe it's working on your confidence. Maybe it's working on your self-worth and understanding that you absolutely make a great contribution in your business, in your field of work, in your job, in your life, whatever that might be. So it's not about, I want £1,000 by Thursday the 22nd of November 2023. I mean, if I randomly manifest £1,000 on Thursday the 22nd of November 2023, I'm going to create a podcast episode on it because I'm just going to release that and let that go. But that's not really what the point of this is. Okay, that gives you a focus. But then I would say, right, what's the feeling you want? I would probably say excitement, surprise, laughter, that, oh my goodness, I just said it and it came to me. Like, that would be amazing. That would be incredible. But the feeling is I want to focus on excitement, fun, surprise, and I'm open to that coming in any way, shape, or form. And then it's about saying, right, what do I have in my money foundation right now that isn't aligned with that? Do I have feelings of, yeah, but you wouldn't deserve it? Or, well, that's not fair because you don't deserve to have that. Or you should be ashamed of yourself. Or you won't do that because you're not the kind of person that manifests money, or whatever those things are. Then you need to reframe those. And there are lots of different ways of doing it. This could be journaling. This could be hypnosis. This could be listening to subliminal audios. This could be getting some coaching on it. I mean, if you're listening to this episode and thinking, wow, I really need some support with my money mindset, Ask Victoria would be perfect for you. If you didn't hear at the start, Ask Victoria is a special offer for just £15 that I'm doing through Black Friday, where you get to ask me a specific question and you will get a detailed, bespoke audio response and action steps from me. I'll make sure to leave those links in the show notes if you want to use Ask Victoria. So if I bring this episode kind of full circle, it's not about the money. Money isn't the solution to a money problem. On a deeper level, because if you want long-term success with money, if you want to be manifesting money on rinse and repeat, feeling really good with money, having good money habits, good money relationships, what needs to happen is there needs to be a great money foundation in your subconscious mind. Your subconscious automatic stories and programs have to be aligned with the things you want to manifest. And a great way of doing this is to focus on the feelings of the money. Focus on the feelings you want to manifest, less about the numbers, and really work on shifting anything that is out of alignment, any fears, any doubts, any limits, through those ways that I've been talking about, so that when you do manifest the money, it feels really good. There isn't that self-sabotage. There isn't the fears and doubts and limits in the same way. And, you know, we're all human. We up-level, we get more fears and doubts, but you can minimize them and you can work through them so much faster when you have that great money foundation in your subconscious. I hope you've loved this episode. I will be back for 3 more special Black Friday episodes. Don't forget, if you want to take me up on the Ask Victoria option for some coaching from me, I will leave the information in the show notes. If you can't find the show notes, drop me an email to victoria@victoriamaskell.com. And the special word for the end of this episode is going to be money foundation. So if you have listened all the way to the end of this episode, thank you so much for being one of those people that stays right till the end. Drop me an Instagram message. I'm at victoria.maskell, or send me an email and let me know money foundation. Right, I will speak to you all very soon in another episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day.